We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, and coach sitting at 6-3 on the season, splitting a couple of ball games in the Aurora Holiday Tournament. Now we're back into the fire. This is going to be a good basketball team we'll see tonight.
Yeah, it will be. We're excited for this opportunity. You know, since we put them on the schedule 2 years ago, they've had a real good run of athletes come through there. We knew they were going to be strong. They were a challenge last year, our only loss, and this year's no different. They only lost one contributor from last year, and you know, the way I look at it, they're probably one of the top two or three teams in the state in Class B.
Yeah, this is a Class B opponent for St. Cecilia tonight. In fact, ranked number four this week in the Lincoln Journal Stars. Obviously, a great basketball team, and probably a big game for us. We start looking down the road with power points and things like that. It's going to be a big game for us.
Yeah, you know, you really want your kids challenged throughout the season, and I thought the holiday tournament was definitely a challenge for us with Norfolk Catholic, and this game here, when we moved it from before Christmas to after Christmas, kind of gets you jump-started into the second part of the season. The kids have to be focused. They have to understand that every week, I think, on our schedule, you know, just looking through it, you can find a great opponent on there, and that really keeps your practices. They should be crisp. If they're not, your kids are going the other way, and we really don't want to regret. You know, we starting to get healthy, and the kids are, you know, in a phase in the season where if you're not making little bitty improvements here and there, you end up regressing and you know, fading as the season goes along. And I think we've got a lot of potential here, but we've just got to get better.
Not shying away from the rated teams. Norfolk Catholic rated. Sutton was rated. Donovan Trumbull rated. Now we'll see Gretna here tonight. Did that make the team better as the year goes on?
No doubt about it. Competition brings out your best competitors and your character of your ball club. And, you know, even last year going in, I thought, wow, you know, we've got a tough schedule and, you know, 3, 4, 5 losses going, you know, maybe at the end of the year. And I said that last year, and I said it again this year. You know, we might lose 3, 4, 5 games, but we really want to be playing strong competition and playing a high level at the end of the season. So this will be a good character builder for us. You know, we're definitely going to have to play real well to be in the game.
You mentioned a couple of minutes ago, starting to get healthy. That's good news for St. Cecilia. We've been battling the injury bug all season.
Well, yeah, and it's gradual and it's slow and it's frustrating. But you know, when you still have 5 kids not able to play, you just kind of, your practices were really depleted before Christmas, and we're just gradually getting a few back. You know, Simon Ostrander's starting to practice now. He can be cleared on the 13th. Jamison S. practiced for the first time yesterday. He's not going to play any at all JV tonight, but he'll definitely be in practice tomorrow. And then our other three are just definitely, you know, day by day, and you know, we hope to get Jordan Consbrook back by the 1st of February, Joel Graffel middle of January. So, you know, when you start putting pieces back in there, it makes your practice depth a lot better and competitiveness. So, you know, getting healthy is, you know, how much are they going to contribute at the varsity level? We don't know yet. That's quite a ways away, but it definitely is making our other kids compete harder.
Going back to the holiday tournament, a loss to a Norfolk Catholic and a blowout win over Ogallala in the championship game. All in all, pretty happy with what you saw.
Yeah, you know, we really, you know, for about a 4-minute stretch in the second or fourth quarter of the Norfolk Catholic game, we didn't do a very good job of trying to win a game. You know, I thought we did everything we could lose to possibly lose a game between missing shots, missing free throws, a couple key turnovers, a defensive 3 possessions in a row where we just did not get a stop, and one time we let a wide open shooter hit a 3-pointer to tie the game. So you look at the little things that we could have done in that game to win it, but also Norfolk Catholic's a good basketball team, and you know, we fought hard to the end and kept it close, but I just our kids haven't quite got it yet under their belts where they can put a team away. You know, we had them down 4 and had an opportunity to go ahead 6, and instead we're going the other way. So feel good about where we're at, but another way we got to look at it is we've got to get better. I mean, we still got a long ways to go if we're going to compete at the end of the season.
Okay, it's Gretna here tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Dragons when our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher at St. Cecilia and Gretna here tonight. The Dragons 7-1 on the season. I think their only loss was to Lincoln Pius. It's a Class B school here tonight. And like you said before the break, coach, a team that we saw last year, and they were a challenge. They were a load last year.
Yeah, and they're a load again this year. They've put as good an athletic team as you're going to see probably across the state, you know, deep into even some Class A teams. They are 6'4 to, you know, 6 foot, and all of their kids are well built. Their balance is really good. They shoot the ball well. They run the floor well, and they play great defense, well coached. They do a lot of things that, you know, you're going to go, well, where do they ooh and ah yet? Not really in that respect unless you just really look at the details of the game. You know, they're going to be on balance. They're going to check out. They're going to take care of the basketball, and they're going to play solid defense throughout. So, you know, aggressiveness-wise, they're as aggressive a team as we've seen all year. They're going to be able to handle any physical bumps here and there. They're going to be just as aggressive with their defense. So our kids are going to have some tough challenges tonight as far as keeping them off the glass, being able to handle some bumps here and there. We're real impressed with them, and I hope at the end of the night we can stay. We're still real impressed, but we're right there with them.
That's a team that gives up only 41 points per ball game on defense, so every possession is going to be important tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I think you know, you're going to look at one of those games again where you know, you gotta play consistent throughout, and that's maybe been the downfall of this team. Is we've had a spell here and there in a couple of games that possibly we could have gotten ourselves over the hump, but we didn't. And even in our victories, we've had some down quarters or down segments in games. I think every coach wants to play well throughout the entire basketball game, and our kids are going to have to be there if they're going to be there in the end.
Shaping up to be another grind them out affair. Is this the type of game that we want to play?
Well, I think we'll see how everything plays out, but you know, they're up and down. I mean, as far as them, you know, they may not score, but they really push the basketball, and that's one of the emphases we've tried to do is get a little bit more up tempo. You know, we really haven't created a lot of offense off our conversion, and we haven't done a very good job of getting points out of our defense. We've defended pretty well. It's just the fact that we haven't created a lot of turnovers and things like that cause enough pressure to make the other team make mistakes. And, you know, we've tried to emphasize both of those over the Christmas break.
Cole Spurgeon averaging 14 points per ball game. Then you got Jared Bloom that's averaging right at 13 points per contest. Talk about those two guys.
Well, Cole Spurgeon is one of those kids that can go inside, outside. He'll handle the ball at the point some. He shoots the ball from the three-point lane, and he's very quick first step, and he's got a little floater that he hits in the middle of the lane that, you know, is just unteachable as a coach. He just is so athletic, and we're going to have to do a great job on him. And then Jared Bloom's their biggest kid, but he steps out and shoots the ball well on the break off the three-point line, and then he can go inside and post you up too. Now, hopefully Zach Serup can eliminate some of that stuff that they've been getting, but they're very good at getting to the paint, finding the open shooter, making the extra pass when they do get in there, and hopefully we do a good job just defensively containing them. I don't think we can just go out there and you know, get after them up underneath them sometimes, you know, like teams think, well, you can just shut that kid down. Well, you know, we just got to contain them and hopefully you know, limit their scoring opportunities as much as we can.
So one or two things that we absolutely have to do to win this game tonight?
Yeah, we have to rebound. They're as strong a rebounding team as we've played. They do a great job of hitting the glass. And then I think we got to get back on defense. They really throw long outlet passes and look to find the open man in their break. And at least that's what I've seen on film. And any time you've seen it two or three times, it's probably something they teach pretty well. So, you know, we've seen that. And if we can get back and, you know, play half-court defense the way I think we can, I think we'll be right in the ballgame.
Okay, good. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Sounding lamps and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Gretna tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sideline from an injury, recovering from a surgery, whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening. Welcome to the Chapman Gymnasium. We're at Hastings Saints to say tonight. High school basketball on 1230 KHAS. Good early season matchup here tonight. The Blue Hawks of Hastings Saints to say ranked number 9 this week in Class C1 in the Lincoln Journal Star poll, taking on the Dragons out of Gretna. Gretna coming in ranked number 4 in Class B. The Dragons are 7-1 on the season. They have lost only once, and that was to Lincoln Pius during the Gretna Holiday Tournament, losing by the score of 48-46. They came back in the consolation game. Actually, that was in the championship game of the Gretna Holiday Tournament. They beat Nebraska City in the opener 53-31. They've also beaten Crete since the holidays 61-47. This is a good basketball team. In fact, they dealt Hastings St. Cecilia their only loss of the season a year ago. So Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks trying to get revenge here in the 2010-2011 season as they take on Gretna here tonight. The Dragons come in averaging 53 points per ball game on offense. They give up only 41 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia averaging 47 points per ball game on offense. They give up 38.7 on the defensive end. Starting lineups for Gretna here tonight, Tyler Ortlieb is a 6'1" inch senior. Ortlieb is averaging 6 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Tanner Miller is a 6'2" inch senior. Miller is averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds per game. Cole Spurgeon is a 6'3" inch senior. Spurgeon averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds per game. Jared Bloom is a 6'4" inch junior. Bloom is averaging 13 points and 4 rebounds per game. Then Sam Applegate, a 6'3" inch junior. Applegate averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds per game. Matt Kissinger, Chase Bassett, Bill Hamburger, Ryan Sheehy, Zach Stirrup. Got to get the start for Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. So a good matchup here. Right after the Christmas holiday break, and St. Cecilia and Gretna getting ready to go out. The tip is controlled by St. Cecilia, but the ball goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. So Gretna We'll get to play things in. The Dragons are dressed in their green road uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white and the gold. Saints to say are going to be in their home standing whites, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Redner will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight. There's a Cole Spurgeon down in the baseline on the right side. Comes way out on top down to Jared Bloom. Ball game just underway. There's Ortlieb. Takes the ball into the lane. Runs into Sheehy. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up by Applegate. Applegate out to Tanner Miller. Drives it down the lane. And shot over Stirrup. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound Stirrup for St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Hamburger. Down to the near side to Chase Bassett. Bassett gets it now to Sheehy. Sheehy out to Hamburger. Now right side to Matt Kissinger. Man-to-man defense here for Gretna. Here on the near side, it's going to be Hamburger. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Drives the baseline. Puts it up there and scores. Bill Hamburger averaging 11 points per ball game. Gets the first field goal of the contest. And St. Cecilia goes out on top by the score of 2-0. Hawks will attack with a man-to-man defense here. Cole Spurgeon with the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes over on the wing on the left side. That's Tanner Miller. Miller out to Applegate now. Applegate will bring Sheehy away from the basket. He'll guard him. Here's Spurgeon. Back on the left side to Tanner Miller. Miller now to Cole Spurgeon again. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass into Ortlieb. Comes back out of the wing to Applegate. Takes it down to the baseline. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Out of the pass to the near sideline to Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles to the top of the key. Swings it right side now to Hamburger. Hamburger back here to Matt Kissinger. Outside the three-point arc. Bounce pass left side to Chase Bassett. Inside to Stirrup. Back out to Bassett again. Chase looking for some cutters. Comes on to the left side now. That's going to be Stirrup. They go back door. They get the ball to Kissinger. His shot is up there and in. Nice pass by Stirrup. He gets the assist. Kissinger gets the field goal, and St. Cecilia is out on top by a score of 4-0 here in this one. Into the lane, Ortlieb throws it over here on the right side to Jared Bloom. Bloom down on the baseline, down to Sam Applegate. Applegate works against Sheehy. Applegate trying to get away. Instead, comes out here into three-point territory to Jared Bloom. Picked up there loosely by Zach Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Near sideline, Tanner Miller dribbles to the free throw line, stops there. Comes out to Bloom. His shot for three is good. Jared Bloom averaging 13 points per ball game. Hits the three ball there. And Gretna's on the scoreboard. 4-3 is the score now. The Dragons back within 1 point as they apply some pressure back here. There's a pass now to Hamburger. Takes it down the right sideline. Goes inside to Stirrup. His shot is up there. No good. Ball swatted out of bounds. And it's going to be Gretna basketball. So the Dragons will play things in. End of the ball game now is going to be Zach Huber for Gretna. Huber is a 5'10" and senior. So Huber checks in there for Tanner Miller. Just underway. 5:34 to play here in quarter number one. Is St. Cecilia out on top of Gretna tonight by the score of 4-3. St. Cecilia playing up a class here tonight. Gretna ranked number four in Class B. There's a bounce pass down low. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of Cole Spurgeon. They say it was lost off of Spurgeon's hands. Out of bounds, so St. Cecilia will play things in. That's a turnover on Gretna here in the ballgame. The Dragons again apply some pressure here in backcourt. Kissinger has got it. Bounce pass goes to Stirrup. He gets it across the 10-second line with a feed to a Chase Bassett. Bassett waits for Stirrup. He gets him the ball. Now down in the corner, Hamburger drives the baseline. Collision and no bucket there. It's going to be an offensive charge and throw Hamburger. Hamburger runs over a defender down there for Gretna. I think that was Spurgeon getting up. Yep, Cole Spurgeon was decked on the play. Hamburger's going to pick up the personal foul and the charge. A turnover on St. Cecilia. So now the Dragons come back with the basketball. Have a chance to grab the lead here. 4-3 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. Blue Hawks stay with a man-to-man defense. Here's Ortlieb with the ball. Moves it down in the corner to the right side to a Zach Huber. Huber comes out now to a Jared Bloom. Bloom dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass goes right side of the lane to Sam Applegate. Applegate backs up, puts up a shot over Sheehy. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kissinger of St. Cecilia. So Matt Kissinger gets the rebound for the Hawks. Down to Hamburger down the far sideline into the offensive scoring zone. Circles around, takes it to the baseline. His shot is up and in. Bill Hamburger scores, took it down to the right corner, and then drove the baseline and scored. 6-3 is the score now. St. Cecilia leading here in the first quarter. Here's a Tanner Miller with the ball. Miller goes over there to a Jared Bloom. Bloom picked up now by Zach Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Back out on top to Zach Huber. Back inside to Orton. Maybe drives the lane. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Hamburger. 6-3. The Hawks have the lead halfway through the opening quarter here from the Chapman Gymnasium. Bassett goes inside to Stirrup. Back out to Chase. That is Sheehy. Left open out here in three-point territory. There's Kissinger. Kissinger has got it now at the top of the key. Swings it left side. Stirrup down on the baseline. It's up from 10. Good. Zach Stirrup scores for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal. And the Hawks are out on top of the Gretna Dragons by the score of 8-3 here tonight. Cole Spurgeon between the rings, now to Applegate. They swing at left side. That's Zach Huber with the ball. Huber now to Jared Bloom, directing some traffic out here. Bloom about 25 feet away from the basket. Swings it right side, now to Applegate. Applegate, bounce pass, right side of the lane to Cole Spurgeon. Takes it into the lane. Some traffic there. Throws it out in the corner on the left side to Zach Huber. Out to Sam Applegate now. St. Cecilia playing it up. Man-to-man defense here in the opening quarter. Huber again down in the corner on the left side, and now we got a foul call. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. Foul is going to go on Chase Bassett. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. Mitch Gray comes into the ball game now for Gretna, 6'4" and sophomore. It's going to be Gretna playing things in underneath their own basket. Jared Bloom. Bloom takes it outside to Spurgeon. Now underneath the basket. Nice pass to Gray, and he lays it in. Mitch Gray scores, and now it's an 8-5 ball game. St. Cecilia with the lead. And the Hawks have the basketball. There's the ball. It's going to be mishandled there by Sheehy. It is picked up here by Gretna, running back the other way. Outside to Bloom for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It's brought down by Ortley, but shot no good. Rebound Bloom. His shot's going to be blocked, and a foul is called. Three shots to the bucket there for Gretna. Finally, a personal foul is called here on the Hawks. It's going to go on Ryan Sheehy. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on St. Cecilia. Going to the free throw line for Gretna is going to be Jared Bloom. Bloom averages 13 points and 4 rebounds per game. He's got 3 points already here on a trade just a couple of minutes ago. Now he hits his first free throw of the night. Gretna is back to within 2 points. It's 8-6. The Dragons average 53 points per ball game on offense. They give up 41 on the defensive end. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. So Bloom goes 1-for-2. Rebound comes down to Sheehy for St. Cecilia to Hamburger. Nearly lost the ball out of bounds, but Hamburger gets it under control. There's a pass down. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Tanner Miller. Gets it back inside the lane. A shot up and in by Mitch Gray. Gray off of the bench to score a couple of field goals now for 4 points. We're tied up at 8 points apiece. After St. Cecilia scored the first 4 of the ball game, there's a shot. They bank one home. Matt Kissinger. Kissinger banks one home from about 12 feet away. Right side of the lane, St. Cecilia goes back out on top by a score of 10-8 here in this one. Gretna has got the ball. Here's Miller outside the three-point circle to Ortlieb. Ortlieb brings it over here to Bloom on the right sideline. Down to a Cole Spurgeon, drives inside. His shot is up there. It's good, but it's not going to count. Traveling violation. Second turnover on Gretna so far in the ballgame. St. Cecilia right now 5 out of 6 from the field early in this contest. 3 out of 11. For Gretna in the early going. We're at the 2:03 mark of the first quarter. St. Cecilia has got a 10-8 lead. So St. Cecilia getting the shots they want here against this Gretna defense. And now they're going to have to bring it up against pressure again. Hamburger, left-handed dribble down the near sideline, stops and goes to Stirrup. The big guy brings it into the offensive zone, down in the corner, down to Sheehy. Sheehy to Stirrup. He goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Zach Stirrup scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by 4 points. It's 12-8. 1:45 to play here in the first quarter. Bloom, he's going to drive the ball against Stirrup. His shot's going to be blocked down by Zach. Ball's going to be recovered here by Cesar Tino, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Gets the ball ahead now to Zach Stirrup. Cross-court pass comes to Kissinger. 4-3. Shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bloom for Gretna. The Dragons runner back the other way. Bloom, right-handed dribble, stops. Goes down in the corner to the left side. Down to a Mitch Gray. Gray works it back around to the right side. Here's Miller for three. Shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Stirrup grabs it. Zach has got it for St. Cecilia. Hawks with a 4-point lead. There's a Matt Kissinger with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt. Kissinger down the right sideline. Down to Stirrup. His shot from 15. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Jared Bloom for the Gretna Dragons. He leads the break. Pass ahead now to Dre, and he's going to be whistled for the traveling violation. They had a 3-on-2 break coming back the other way, but Mitch Dre is whistled for the travel. That's going to be the 3rd turnover on the Dragons here in the first quarter. And now St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. I understand that Zach Stirrup was questionable for the ball game tonight. He had a case of strep throat. In fact, did not practice yesterday. Got to school about to midday today to permit him to play this ball game, and he got to start tonight for head coach Kevin Asher. 12-8 is the score. The Hawks have a 4-point lead. Here's Cesar Tino with the ball deep in the corner right side, trying to maneuver down on the baseline. Brings it up high on the block now as they get it to a Hamburger. Now to Kevin Ryan, who's into the ball game. Kevin Ryan over here on the near sideline directing some traffic. Devin, dribble penetration. Goes down in the corner to Tim Skoke, who's getting some playing minutes here in the opening quarter. Now to Phil Hamburger. We're down to 25 seconds to go here in the opening period. The ball poked away by from Cesar Tino. It's picked up here by Huber. Runs it back the other way. His shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. Cesar Tino gets back on defense and draws the charge there from Zach Huber. Huber stole the ball away from Cesar, and then Cesar hustled back on defense and draws the charge back here. Nice play by Cesar Tino. A charging foul there on Zach Huber of Gretna. The Dragons have now turned the ball over four times here in the first quarter. 12-8 is the score. Hawks with a four-point advantage. Here's Cesar Tino. Hustles into the forecourt. Stops, comes over here to Zach Stirrup. Stirrup dribbling with the basketball. Takes it to the top of the key. Stirrup pounding his way toward the bucket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Applegate. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. That's the end of the first quarter here in boys high school basketball action here tonight from the Chapman Gymnasium. The score after one, Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Gretna 8.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Gretna here tonight in boys high school basketball. 12-8 is the score. The Dragons are coached by Brad Feakin, who's got ties to Hastings. Of course, his father, Dale Feakin, taught and also was a coach out at Adams Central for many years. Brad Feakin now the head coach at Gretna. So he returns to Hastings tonight to take on the Blue Hawks. 12-8 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead here as we start the second quarter. Here's Phil Hamburger with the ball. Back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Goes to Stirrup on a high post. Tries to power his way toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Tim Skoke. Hands the ball away now to Stirrup again. Dribbles into the lane. Throws it down in the corner to Cesar Tino. His shot for three is going to be no good. And rebound to Applegate. Applegate has got the ball for Gretna as they hustle into the forecourt now. To Tanner Miller deep in the corner. Back out to Applegate. Applegate swings it left side. That's going to be a Jared Bloom with the ball. They go inside to Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon throws it up there right-handed. The shot no good. Rebound comes down to Cesar Tino. Tino back the other way now for Hastings St. Cecilia to Ryan. Ryan free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Hamburger. Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon runs it back the other way for the Dragons. Down the lane. Contact made with Hamburger. No foul called. Here's Bloom driving the baseline. He's cut off there by Stirrup. Back outside to Tanner Miller. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Miller comes over here to a Cole Spurgeon. He takes the ball into the paint. His scoop shot is up there. It's no good. Hamburger with a rebound. Hamburger outlet pass goes to Cesar Tino. Tino down the right sideline. Has the ball tipped away. The scramble is on. And now a foul is going to be called. Ball tipped away a couple of times there by the Dragons. And finally a personal foul called on Tyler Ortlieb. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Dragons here in this first half of play. St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline. 6:45 to play in the second quarter. It's now a 12-8 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Cesar Tino will play things in. Tino gets it to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger walks it back across the midcourt stripe. St. Cecilia will set up in the offensive zone here. Bounce pass left side. Cesar Tino drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Sheehy. Sheehy goes over to Kissinger. His shot off of the window is no good. Ball being tapped around. Picked up by Sheehy. Another chance here. Now Sheehy loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Bloom. Jared Bloom runs her back the other way for the Gretna Dragons. Top of the key to Miller. A little hesitation, and now a foul is called as Miller drives the ball to the basket. A foul called here on Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. So St. Cecilia getting second and third shots here in this first half. But that time, they could not convert as they turn it over themselves. 12-8 is the score. The Hawks with a four-point lead. Inbounds pass. Wide open. A field goal is up and in. Sam Applegate. It is now St. Cecilia out on top 14-8. There's a bounce pass to the right side that's going to be knocked out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline as they get the ball to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger down the right sideline. Comes out now between the rings to a Chase Bassett. Bassett now to Hamburger. Score is corrected. It should be 12-10. They make the correction on the scoreboard, 12-10. Now they make the change as St. Cecilia's got the lead here. Hawks working with the ball. Left side is a Chase Bassett. Bassett down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Tino puts the ball on the floor, hands it away to a Hamburger over here. Left side of the lane. Pass out on top again to Matt Kissinger. Brings it back to Hamburger. Thinks about the three-pointer and passes it up over to Kissinger. Now right side to Chase Bassett. They work it inside. Here's a shot for the baseline up and in by Hamburger. Hamburger posts up left side of the lane to get him the ball, and Hamburger gets his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And St. Cecilia goes back on top by four. It is 14-10. Here in the second quarter, here's Ortley with the ball. Retreats back out here into three-point territory. Picked up by Cesar Tino. Comes across the top now to Huber. Huber now to Bloom. Bloom sends it inside, down low to Ortlieb. His shot is up there. It's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Ortlieb a little bit off balance there. Could not convert. The rebound comes down to Hamburger. Now he finds a seam, takes it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. Kissinger grabs it. Another offensive rebound for St. Cecilia. Kissinger now to Hamburger. Right side is three-pointer. Is put up there. It's no good. Rebound, Sheehy. His shot, no good. Ball tapped around. It's finally picked up by Ortlieb. Tyler Ortlieb with the ball now for Gretna. 14-10 is the score. St. Cecilia is still with a four-point lead. 4:36 to play. Here in the second period from the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's a Gretna. The Dragons working with the ball. Huber has got it. Swings it right side down to Bloom. Bloom picked up there by Sheehy. Moves it down in the corner to Ortlieb. Drives the baseline. Puts up a shot off of the glass. No good. Offensive rebound. Applegate. Follow shot. Good, and he's fouled. Sam Applegate gets the offensive board there for Gretna, and he is fouled into play. He'll go to the free throw line 4-1. As a personal foul is going to be whistled on Matt Kissinger of St. Cecilia. That's the first one on Kissinger, team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. Sam Applegate to the free throw line here for Gretna. He's got 4 points already in the ball game, making 5 as this one goes down the hole. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Stirrup comes back in. Also coming in, Kevin Ryan. Sheehy's going to check out. Also, Cesar Tino is going to check out. 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Boys high school basketball action for you tonight. Here on 1230 KHIS. 14-13 is the score. St. Cecilia get out to a 4-0 lead and have led this baby from the opening tap. Here's a Phil Hamburger with the ball for St. Cecilia. Goes over to Kissinger. Beyond the three-point circle. Kissinger now drives it inside. Takes it into the paint. His shot is up there. It's too strong. Rebound comes down to Bloom for Gretna. The Dragons look to run again. They cross the 10-second line. Bloom on the attack. Swings it right side to Ortlieb. Back out to Bloom. Bloom fakes the three. Drives it against the stirrup. Now stops and comes back out to Huber. Out in the three-point territory. Huber drives it into the paint. To Ortlieb. Back outside to Bloom. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Kissinger for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. 3:36 to play here in the second quarter. 14-13. Hawks have the lead. There's Kevin Ryan. Ryan gets it to Chase Bassett. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger at the top of the key. Swings it right side now. That's going to be a Stirrup with the ball. Stirrup comes over here on the left side to Kissinger. Kissinger down to Ryan. Man-to-man defense here for Gretna. Ryan goes over to Stirrup. Lobs it inside to Hamburger. His shot is up there. It's good. Bill Hamburger has got 4 field goals already here in the ball game. He's got 8 points. And St. Cecilia now leading by 3 points again. 16-13 here in the second quarter. We're down to 3 minutes to play. Gretna with the ball on the far sideline. That's Zach Huber. Gets it to Bloom. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot is good. That's Cole Spurgeon. Cole Spurgeon gets the field goal there for Gretna. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And it's now 16-15. Hawks with a one-point lead. Here's a Kevin Ryan with the ball deep in a corner on the left side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. His pass is going to be deflected. Picked up by Ryan. Ryan gets it out to Chase Bassett. The ball poked away again. Bassett picks it back up. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 16, Gretna 15.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Things to say in the first quarter, hit 6 out of 10 from the field for 60%. Gretna was just 3 out of 13 from the field. Saint Cecilia out-rebounding Gretna in that first quarter, 6-4. They've kept that up here in the second, although the Dragons are still within 1 point, 16-15. So Saint Cecilia's got the ball following the Blue Hawk timeout. Here's Kissinger, dribble penetration, takes the ball out of the lane, kicks it out here to Chase Bassett. Bassett to the free throw line, now swings it right side to Skok, trapped in the corner. Skok gets the ball away now to Stirrup. Free throw line extended right side. The big guy gets rid of it now to us, Tim Skok. Skok comes over here to the left side. It's Matt Kissinger drives the ball to the hole. Contact made. Shot good, and it counts. It counts, and he's fouled. Matt Kissinger gets the field goal for St. Cecilia. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. He is fouled in a play there. Cole Spurgeon picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. And in the ball game now, Cesar Tino for Hastings St. Cecilia. Going out is going to be Kevin Ryan. So it's now an 18-15 ball game. Matt Kissinger goes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He's hitting only 48% of his free throws so far this year. He is 19 out of 39. His shot is up there, top of the mark, no good. So the score remains 18-15. Gretna can tie with a 3-point field goal here. They've had only one tray in the entire first half. Now St. Cecilia attacks right here at the 10-second line. Gretna breaks it easily with a pass down the left sideline to Mitch Dry, who's back into the ball game, or Mitch Dre. To the free throw line. Here's Applegate. Takes it down underneath the basket. His shot is up there. No good by Dre. Offensive rebound by Bloom. His follow shot no good. Rebound Stirrup. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. And Kissinger drives, shoots, and scores. Kissinger now with 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia's built a 5-point lead here in the second quarter. It is 20-15 with 1:30 to play. Down on the baseline. Here's a Bloom. Loses control of the ball. It's loose and is picked up by Stirrup. A turnover on Gretna. And now the Hawks have the ball and a 5-point lead. There's a Matt Stirrup, or rather a Zach Stirrup with the ball for St. Cecilia over in the far sideline to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger picked up there by Cole Spurgeon. Comes to the top of the key, now to Skok. Dribbles behind the screen from Stirrup. Can't put up a shot. Now he's trapped out here in the three-point territory. Comes back to the left side of the lane to Chase Bassett. Bassett hands it away now to a Matt Kissinger out here in the three-point territory. Kissinger now to a Chase Bassett. We're down to 56 seconds to play in the second quarter. And again, Kevin Asher is up. Wants to call a timeout. So 56.1 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take another break with a score. St. Cecilia 20, Gretna 15.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
20-15. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. 56.1 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hawks will inbound the ball. Bassett gets it to Cesar Tino. Tino swings it to the right side now to Phil Hamburger. Brings it back to Chase Bassett. Here's Kissinger again. Kissinger out to a Phil Hamburger at the top of the key. It's a man-to-man defense for Gretna. They've been strictly man so far in the ballgame. Cesar Tino to Chase Bassett to Cesar. Cesar gets it inside down to Stirrup. Back out to Cesar Tino. Returns it back to Stirrup down on the baseline. Shot is up there and in. Zach Stirrup now with 6 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia's built a 7-point lead over the fourth-ranked team in Class B tonight, the Dragons out of Gretna. We're down to 25 seconds to play now here in the second quarter. 22-15. Hawks have the advantage. Feet to the near sideline to a Dre. Gets it inside now to Bloom. His shot is up there and in. Jared Bloom works inside. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame. 22-17. 9 seconds to go. 8-7 across the 10-second line. Kissinger. Bounce pass down to a Bassett. His pass across the wing is going to be intercepted by Ortlieb. His shot from backcourt is going to be no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So a quick moving first half here tonight. Boys High School basketball. A couple of state-ranked teams in their respective classes here tonight. St. Cecilia with a lead over Gretna at halftime. The score, it's the Blue Hawks 22, Gretna 17. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Boys High School basketball at 1230 KHIS. We talked in the pregame show about every possession being valuable, and that's what we have here tonight. It's 22-17 at halftime in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia over the fourth-ranked team in Class B, the Dragons out of Gretna. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings St. Cecilia jumped out to a quick 4-0 lead in the ballgame here tonight. The Hawks led it later on by the score of 8-3 before Gretna scores 5 straight points to tie the ball game up at 8 points apiece. Then St. Cecilia scored the last 4 of the first quarter. The Hawks led 12-8 after one period. St. Cecilia then got out to a 14-10 lead in the second quarter, eventually increased the lead to 20-15. Then at 22-15, that's been the biggest lead of the ball game, 7 points. Gretna scoring the last bucket of the first half, and right now they scored 22-17. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Gretna here tonight. Blue Hawks being led by only 3 guys have really scored in the contest here tonight. Hamburger has got 8. Kissinger has got 8 points. And also for Gretna, their leading scorer has been Jared Bloom. He has got 6. Gretna has had 4 guys that have scored in the ball game. St. Cecilia has had 3. Other than that, it's been nothing but tough defense here tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Gretna by the score of 22-17. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue at halftime. You're listening to high school basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back to the Chapman Gymnasium. We're at halftime here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Gretna. The score 22-17. St. Cecilia in the first half hitting 11 out of 24 from the field for 46%. Gretna was 7 out of 22 for 32%. On three-pointers tonight, St. Cecilia 0 out of 3. Gretna 1 out of 2 for 50%. Rebounds, St. Cecilia doing the job here. 15 rebounds for St. Cecilia. They've got 4 on the offensive end compared to only 1 for Gretna. So St. Cecilia out rebounding the Dragons in the first half, 15-8. The Hawks have got 6 turnovers so far in the ball game. Gretna has got 5. St. Cecilia has got 1 steal in the first half. Gretna has got 5. 2 blocked shots for the Blue Hawks. 0 for Gretna. But again, the Dragons hitting 32% from the field in the first half, just 7 out of 22. St. Cecilia 11 out of 24 in the first half for 46%. Scoring in the ball game, Phil Hamburger has got 4 field goals, 8 points for St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger, 4 field goals. He is 0 for 1 from the free throw line. He's got 8. And as Zach Stirrup has got 3 field goals and 6 points. That's all she wrote. That's the scoring line for the Blue Hawks. Only 3 guys have scored here in the first half. Gretna is being led by Jared Bloom. He has got 6 points in the ball game. He's knocked down a 3 and a 2-pointer, and he's also 1 for 2 from the free throw line. So Bloom has got 6. Sam Applegate has got 5 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Mitch Dre has got a couple of field goals and 4 points, and Cole Spurgeon has got a field goal and 2 points. So again, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over the Dragons of Gretna by the score of 22-17. We've got plenty of high school basketball and also some college basketball coming your way this weekend. Tomorrow night we'll be out of the Patriot Gym as Adams Central will take on the Loup City Red Raiders in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Coverage gets underway at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. The girls' game will tip off at about 6 with the boys to follow at 7:45. We'll have both games for you here on 1230 KHIS. The Red Raiders of Loup City and Adams Central tomorrow night on 1230 KHIS. Then we'll head for Yankton, South Dakota. And on Saturday, we'll have Hastings College basketball for you as the Broncos try to get back on the winning track after dropping a couple of games to Doan last night. Both the women's and men's team will play at Mount Marty on Saturday. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. Our pregame show will be at 1:45 on a Saturday afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Nebraska basketball team is going to be in action this weekend as they start their Big 12 conference season. The Husker men will take on Iowa State on Saturday night, and the Husker women will play the afternoon ball game against the Oklahoma Sooners. We'll have both Nebraska games for you on the breeze on Saturday, KLIQ 94.5. Women's game coverage will begin at 1:45 with a scheduled tip-off time at 2:05 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And then the night game will start at 7 o'clock with the Husker men against the Iowa State Cyclones. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock for the pregame show. So again, the Huskers will be on the breeze this weekend. KLIQ 94.5 and the Hastings College basketball games will be right here on 1230 KHIS on Saturday afternoon. So plenty of basketball coming your way. We turn the calendar to January for 2011 and I'll guarantee it's going to be a busy time here for not only the college ranks, but a ton of high school basketball going to be played throughout the month. We'll have the best games right here on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. 22-17 is our score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here with the Gretna Dragons. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the
Hastings Medical Park.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, second half underway. Gretna has got the ball. They attack here. They go right underneath the bucket. Here's a shot by Applegate that will not go, and the rebound comes down to Gretna, but a traveling violation. Applegate got a shot right in front of the bucket there, but would not go. Bloom with a rebound, and he's called for shuffling his feet just to the right of the basket. So St. Cecilia will play things in. The Hawks have a 22-17 lead here as we start the third quarter at the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's Phil Hamburg with the ball for the Blue Hawks. Brings it across the 10-second line, down to Stirrup, fires the ball down to the Kissinger. Kissinger brings it up high on the block, hands it away, down to Stirrup. Stirrup down to Sheehy, back out to a Kissinger between the rings. Man-to-man defense here for the Gretna Dragons, inside to Hamburger with his back to the basket. Out here to Sheehy. Sheehy moves it over here on the right side to Chase Bassett, dribbling with the ball, gets it into the hands of Hamburger, and somebody pushed Phil, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Ortlieb. That's going to be his second. Tyler Ortley picks up personal foul number two. That's number one on the Dragons here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia will play it in. Stirrup out of Kissinger. Here's Bassett right side of the lane. Back out to Sheehy. Wide open in three-point territory, but passes up the shot. Kissinger out of Stirrup to Sheehy at the free throw line. Shot good. Ryan Sheehy hits the field goal for St. Cecilia. The Hawks have built a seven-point lead now. That matches their biggest lead of the ballgame, 24-17. Here's a Cole Spurgeon with the ball now for the Gretna Dragons. One cutter through the lane. They can't get the ball to him. There's Ortlieb. Now to Applegate. Out on top to Bloom. Top of the key. Bloom sends it over on the right side. Now to Spurgeon behind a Bloom screen. Now they give it away to Bloom as he drives the ball against Stirrup. Now retreats back out here in the three-point territory. Nice pass underneath to Ortlieb. He goes up for the shot. Left-handed is shot good. Tyler Ortlieb scores. He's got 2 points in the ball game. And Gretna is now back within 5 points. 24-19. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Matt Kissinger. Kissinger now to Stirrup, right side of the lane, down here on the baseline. Stirrup backs up and now gives it up. Out to Sheehy. His shot is up there from the free throw line. No good. Rebound Ortlieb. Ortlieb has got it now for Gretna as they run her back the other way. 24-19. Hawks with a five-point lead. Ortlieb drives the ball all the way to the basket. Now a jump ball is called. Wait a minute. One official called a jump ball. The other one that was trailing the play calls a foul on Hamburger. The foul is going to stand. So Phil Hamburger gets charged with a personal foul there. The official that was actually ahead of the play calls a jump ball as Ortlieb took the ball out of the hole there, but the guy trailing the play calls a personal foul on Hamburger. So it's going to be Ortlieb going to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and it's going to be short. That's only the fourth free throw of the night for Gretna. They are now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Tyler Ortlieb will have one more. He's got 2 points in the ballgame. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good, so he hits 1 out of 2. And Gretna is back to within 4 points at 24-20. We are in the third quarter here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's a Kissinger with the ball. Has it tipped away. Kissinger picks it back up and goes over to Chase Bassett on the far sideline. Now to Kissinger again. Over here to Hamburger. Holds it on the right sideline. Now to Sheehy. Lobs it inside. It's over the head of Stirrup out of bounds. Sheehy was standing at the top of the key trying to dump it down low to Stirrup, and he threw it over his head. 7 turnovers now in St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. 24-20 is the score. Hawks maintaining a 4-point lead here. Down to 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. There comes Tyler Ortlieb back with the basketball now for Gretna. St. Cecilia is watching Ortlieb dribble the ball out here in 3-point territory. Now on the high post, they get it to Bloom. Bloom takes it down the lane, goes over to Miller. Miller takes it into the paint. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Stirrup and St. Cecilia. Now to Matt Kissinger. Gets the ball ahead to Hamburger. Baseline jumper is up there. Good. Bill Hamburger now with 10 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia leads by 6. 26-20. Here's Tanner Miller. His shot for 3 is up there. No good. Rebound Ortlieb is going to be fouled in the play. Tyler Ortlieb got the offensive board. St. Cecilia getting out rebounding Gretna in that first half, 15-8. There's a personal foul called on Sheehy. That's going to be his third. So Sheehy is the first guy to reach some foul trouble here in this ball game. Tanner Miller will inbound the ball for Gretna. Comes out here to a Jared Bloom, picked up there by Stirrup. Comes across the top to Sam Applegate. Bounce pass goes inside to Spurgeon. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Cole Spurgeon now with 4 points in the ball game. 26-22. St. Cecilia now by 4 points. Hawks with the ball in backcourt. Bill Hamburger will bring things up against Tyler Ortlieb. Hamburger behind the screen from Chase Bassett. Now here's a pass that's going to be deflected. Bassett picks it up, and he's right on the 10-second line at an over and back violation. So St. Cecilia having problems against the pressure that time, and finally an over and back violation called on the Blue Hawks. That's going to be the eighth turnover on St. Cecilia. End of the ball game now for Gretna is going to be, that's Dre. So Dre is back into the ball game. Here comes Cesar Tino in. Racing St. Cecilia. Dre is a 6'4" in sophomore. Cesar Tino checking in there for St. Cecilia, the 5'11" in sophomore. 26-22 is the score. The Hawks maintaining their lead. They have never trailed in this ball game, although we've been tied a couple of times. There's a Dre with a ball. Now to Spurgeon. Takes it into the lane. His short jumper is up there. It's in. Wanted to bounce out of the cylinder, but finally decides to roll back down there. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia now on the attack back the other way. We got a jump ball called. Here's Hamburger, who was tied up on the play. He was tied up on the play right there at the 10-second line, but the possession arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawks maintain control. 28-24 is the score. St. Cecilia, actually 26-24 is the score. St. Cecilia as they got the lead here over Gretna. Hawks with the ball under offensive end. Cesar Tino drives the baseline. It's not going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Tanner Miller, and Tanner brings it back down for Gretna. On the dribble, takes it down the right sideline. Out of Applegate, a shot from the elbow. Good. Sam Applegate scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and now we are tied up at 26 points apiece. St. Cecilia is led by as many as 7 points here in the third quarter. But Gretna comes right back. Here's Kissinger in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Jared Bloom. So now Gretna can grab their first lead of the ball game right here in this possession. We're tied up at 26. Here's Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon flips the ball out here to Mitch Dre. Dre swings it right side down to Tanner Miller. Dribble penetration into the lane. Nice bounce pass down low to Applegate. And his shot is up and in. Applegate now with 9 points. And Gretna has the first lead. 28-26 with 3 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Here in this third quarter, Gretna turning up the heat defensively. Down to Kissinger on the baseline. His short jumper is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon runs her back the other way for the Dragons. Down the lane. Jump pass down in the corner. Tanner Miller takes the ball in the paint. Puts it up there left. Tanner scores. Tanner Miller scores. And now Gretna's got a 30-26 advantage over St. Cecilia. Here's Hamburger inbounding the ball. It's going to be intercepted by Applegate. Dumps it off to Miller. His shot no good. Rebound Bloom goes back up. His shot is good. So St. Cecilia turns the ball away. It's now a 32-26 ball game in favor of Gretna. Now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. And coach not real happy here. 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break. The score now is Gretna 32, Hastings St. Cecilia 26.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Right now, Gretna is on a 15-2 run over St. Cecilia. The Hawks, remember, had a 7-point lead early in the third quarter, 24-17, and bam, just like that, it's over. 15-2 run by Gretna. Now it's 32-26. The Hawks hitting only 2 out of 6 shots so far. Here in the second half of play, Gretna 7 out of 11. Most of those have been from close range. St. Cecilia with a couple of rebounds so far here in the third quarter. 2 rebounds as well for the Gretna Dragons, but not a whole lot of balls to grab there. When Gretna goes on a 15-2 run over St. Cecilia, Kevin Asher not happy with his ball club there during the timeout. Hawks have turned it over the past couple of times working against this Gretna pressure. Now St. Cecilia will inbound as Tim Skoke gets it to a Chase Bassett. Bassett now to Hamburger. And Hamburger brings it back to the offensive zone. Dribbles behind his back. He's double-teamed. Gets the ball to Stirrup now. Stirrup drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Down in the corner, Cesar Tino. And shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there by Mitch Dre. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia now trailing the fourth-ranked team in Class B, Gretna, by the score of 32-26. Cesar Tino played things in now to Hamburger. out here in three-point territory. Drives it behind his screen from Stirrup. Takes it down on the baseline. That is Zach on the elbow. Drives it into the lane. Throws up a shot and scores. Zach Stirrup scores. He knocked down a man there, but no foul was called. That's four field goals and 8 points now for Zach Stirrup. The Hawks back to within 4 points. It's 32-28. Here's a Dre with the ball picked up there by Cesar Tino. Now to Tanner Miller to the free throw line. Bounce pass down low to Applegate. His shot is going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Stirrup of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. So the first foul on Zach Stirrup, and now Sam Applegate goes to the free throw line for Gretna. Applegate is a 6'3" junior. He's been averaging 4 points per ball game and 5 rebounds per game. He's got 9 so far in the contest here tonight against St. Cecilia. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. He's now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 32-28. Gretna has come storming back here in this third quarter to grab the lead after St. Cecilia led early by 7. Here comes the next shot by Applegate. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Down the left sideline. They get it to Hamburger. Shoves off here. No foul called. Now he's double teamed. Hamburger. Jump pass. They get it to Chase Bassett. He mishandles the ball. That's going to be brought down by Dre. He drives for the hole and shot good. St. Cecilia again turning the ball away there. St. Cecilia now with 10 turnovers in the ball game. That one results in points at the other end. 34-28. St. Cecilia again working against the pressure. They get it to Tim Scope. Scope now to Matt Stirrup. Zach Stirrup as he drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Stirrup thought he was fouled, but no whistle. Bloom has got it now for the Gretna Dragons. Out to a Sam Applegate. They swing it left side to Miller. We're down to a minute and 19 seconds to play here in the third. St. Cecilia down by 6 points, 34-28. Here's an Ortley with the ball, takes it to the free throw line. Now stops, bounce pass comes out to Miller in 3 points here. It's Roy Tanner Miller drives it into the paint. Nice pass down low. Applegate, his shot is up and in. Sam Applegate scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 36-28. St. Cecilia now trailing by 8 points here in the contest. Tim Scope down in the corner. Cesar Tino. Bounce pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bloom. Leads a two-on-two break. Takes it all the way to the hole. Contact made. Offensive foul. Jared Bloom going to be whistled for an offensive charge. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Gretna Dragons. Just looking up here, Adam Central has got a date with Gretna coming up later on this season on February the 12th. Adam Central will play this at Gretna Ball Club. That'll be a home game out of D.C. 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 36-28. St. Cecilia trailing. The Hawks have the possession here. Cesar Tino comes out now to a Matt Kissinger. Kissinger behind his screen, moves it down the right side of the lane. Kissinger still with the ball on the dribble. Retreats out here into three-point territory. Now to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger bounce pass inside his Stirrup. Spins one way, then the other, and now he's going to be called for the steps. Zach Stirrup is going to be whistled for a traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 12 on St. Cecilia. 36-28 is the score. Gretna will come back with the basketball. Things getting heated up here. Kevin Asher working the officials on the near sideline. Thought maybe Zach was fouled in there. 36-28, and Gretna's got the ball. At the end of the third quarter, Spurgeon has got it deep in the corner of the right side, picked up by Hamburger. He drives the baseline, puts it up there, shot good. Nice move to the basket there. Cole Spurgeon, he's got 8 points, 38-28. And now St. Cecilia loses the ball out of bounds, but time expires. Tim Skoke just lost it out of bounds there, but time expires. And that's the end of three quarters here. Gretna has come storming back here in the third period. They lead Hastings St. Cecilia by 10. As the Hawks score only 6 points, they get outscored 21-6 in the third quarter. And after three, Gretna has the lead. It's the Dragons 38, the Blue Hawks 28.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now. We'll be right back.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth quarter underway. Gretna has got a 10-point lead over St. Cecilia, 38-28. Bloom has got it. Here's a pass out on top, nearly intercepted, but it's brought down there by Tanner Miller. Cross-court pass comes to the near sideline now. They get it to Cole Spurgeon. Back outside to Tyler Ortlieb. As Gretna has got the biggest lead that either team has had here in this contest. Now at 10 points at 38-28. Tanner Miller on the right sideline, cross-court pass comes to Spurgeon. His long-range jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot is up and in. Sam Applegate. Kevin Asher said in the pregame show, St. Cecilia had to win the rebounding war tonight. In this second half, it's been dominated by the Dragons out of Gretna. It's now 40-28. Here's a long-range jumper by Scope that's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up there by Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Stirrup backs up, now takes the ball to the hole, and now he's hammered on the play. And the foul is going to go here on to Gretna. Stirrup will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Spurgeon. That's going to be his second. So Zach Stirrup goes to the free throw line. It's been an adventure for Zach from the stripe so far this year. He's hitting only 43% of his free throws. He's 16 out of 37 from the line this season. Stirrup puts it up there. The shot is going to be no good. St. Cecilia as a team is hitting only 49% of the free throws this year. Hawks are hitting 44% from the four and 35% from three-point territory. 40-28. We got 7 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the ball game. Gretna's got the lead. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good by Zach, so he's one out of two from the line. The Hawks back within 11 points. And Gretna's got the ball. Tyler Ortlieb will bring things up. St. Cecilia will attack here right at the 10-second line to Applegate. Applegate to Spurgeon, down to the baseline to Bloom. Tries to put Stirrup in the air and can't do it. Instead, they come out on top. Ortlieb drives it into the paint. Bounce pass goes down to Spurgeon. He drives the baseline. His shot is going to be up there. No good, and we got a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Gretna. A rebounding foul on the Dragons. It's going to go on Bloom. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number four on Gretna here in the second half. So no free throws. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. 6:47 to play in the ball game. 40-29, St. Cecilia's got the lead. Or rather, St. Cecilia trailing. Gretna's leading here in this one. Sheehy comes out now to a Matt Kissinger. Kissinger bounce pass down in the corner to Hamburger. To Kissinger, right side down to Bassett. Lobs it inside to Zach Stirrup. And now to Kissinger, and his shot is up and in. Matt Kissinger scores. Zach Stirrup had it right side of the lane. A nice pass across the lane. As they get it to Matt, and he lays her in. 40-31 is the score. A 9-point lead now for Gretna. Here's Applegate with the ball, and now we got a timeout from head coach Brad Feakin. So Gretna wants to call a timeout. The Hawks have got it down to single digits here. Still plenty of time with 6:14 remaining here in the fourth. We'll take a break with the score. Gretna 40, Hastings St. Cecilia 31.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Gretna in the third quarter, 10 out of 14. 10 out of 14 from the field for 71%. St. Cecilia just 3 out of 9 for 33%. Gretna outscored St. Cecilia in the third quarter, 21-6. Gretna also out-rebounding St. Cecilia in the third quarter, 7-2. So it was dominated by the Gretna Dragons. Needless to say, the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks fell behind there. That trailed by 10 at the end of three quarters, 38-28. It's now 40-31 in favor of the Dragons. Applegate will inbound the ball here for Gretna. They get it to Tyler Ortlieb. Ortlieb out here in the three-point territory as they spread the floor now. Here's a Cole Spurgeon. He drives it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass down to Bloom on the baseline. He drives it. A foul is going to be called here on Stirrup. Sterra picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. It's going to be Gretton inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Tanner Miller holds it here for Gretton. Bounce pass. They get it to Applegate. A shot to be blocked down by Sterra. It goes to the corner. It goes out of bounds. Sheehy gave chase, but couldn't get to the ball as Sterra knocks that ball to the corner. So again, Gretna will play things in. It's just tough to take the ball inside against St. Cecilia with big 6'10" Zach Stirrup in there for the Hawks. 40-31. Here's a bounce pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Drives it 2-on-2. Nice move, but he can't finish there. He misses a shot. And a rebound to Tyler Ortlieb. So Gretna turns the ball over, but St. Cecilia could not finish. We're down to 5:40 to play in the ball game. It's 40-31. St. Cecilia now trailing by 9 points here in the ball game. Gretna with the ball. Jared Bloom has got a free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass to Miller. Takes it down to the right baseline to Applegate. Shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound Gretna. That's Miller going back up. And shot to be blocked down. It's picked up by Bassett. Bassett now to Hamburger. Bounce pass to Kissinger. Shot good and he fouled. Matt Kissinger scores and one as he goes to the free throw line here for the Blue Hawks. That's a Jared Bloom picking up his third personal foul. So St. Cecilia back within 7 points now at 40-33. Going to the free throw line will be Matt Kissinger. 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The shot is up there by Kissinger. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bloom. Bloom gets it away now to Cole Spurgeon. 40-33. Hawks trailing by 7 points. Here's a pass to the near sideline, intercepted by Kissinger. He drives, shoots, and scores. Kissinger has now got 14 points in the ballgame. Gretna has turned the ball over for the eighth time. And St. Cecilia is back within 5 points, 40-35. St. Cecilia scored the last 7 points here in the basketball game. There's a Tyler Ortlieb with the ball. Ortlieb takes it to Jared Bloom on the right sideline. Bloom picked up there by a stirrup of St. Cecilia. Bloom brings it out near the 10-second line, and now we got a timeout called here. A timeout being called here by Gretna. 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Gretna 40, Hastings St. Cecilia 35.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
At the Patriot Gym tomorrow night, we'll have Adams Central and Loop City tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Girls Boys Basketball doubleheader coverage beginning at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. Good basketball game here tonight at the Chapman Gym, 40-35. Gretna is holding on to a 5-point lead. St. Cecilia has come storming back after trailing by as many as 12 points here in the fourth. Sam Applegate has got the ball now for Gretna. Comes to the near sideline. That's Spurgeon with the ball. Spurgeon out of Applegate. He drives it, and we got a foul called as Applegate was taking the ball into the hole. A foul here will go on the Blue Hawks. Is going to go on Chase Bassett. Bassett picks up his second personal. Team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia, so no free throws here. It'll be Gretton inbounding the ball. Tanner Miller will play things in. Miller holds it and finally gets it in. That's going to be Spurgeon on the right sideline. Now to Bloom. Bloom hands it back to Spurgeon out here in 3-point territory. Now to Tyler Ortlieb. Brings it to the near sideline to Tanner Miller. Cross-court pass goes to Spurgeon. As Gretna holds the ball here as we have erased half of this fourth quarter. 40-35, Gretna's got the lead. Tanner Miller has got the ball to Applegate down in the baseline. That's Bloom. His reverse layup is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Stirrup. Jack Stirrup gets the rebound, and now the Hawks can slice into the lead right here. The big guy on the dribble brings it across the 10-second line into the offensive zone. Hamburger's got it now. Hamburger moves it left side of the lane. Comes out to Sheehy. To Hamburger. Bombs it inside to Stirrup with his back to the basket. Stirrup backs up, spins, and now we got a traveling violation. That is 14 turnovers now at Hastings St. Cecilia. And again, Coach Ash, you're not happy with that one. 40-35, Gretna. Still out on top by 5 points. We got 3.5 minutes to play here. This one. Tyler Ortlieb with the ball. Ortlieb dribbles. Gets it out near the 10-second line. Out of Tanner Miller to Ortlieb. Back down low to Bloom. Double team to Ortlieb. Drives contact made. Foul called. Going to go on Sheehy of St. Cecilia. The fourth foul on Ryan Sheehy. Going to the free throw line for Gretna is going to be Tyler Ortlieb. He is one out of two from the free throw line tonight. 40-35, St. Cecilia down by 5 points. Ortlieb to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. That was team foul number six on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. In the second half, Cesar Tino comes into the ballgame now for the Blue Hawks, replacing Ryan Sheehy. So it's now a 41-35 ballgame. St. Cecilia trailed by 12 points early in the fourth quarter. Got the lead down to five, and now Gretna trying to expand the lead right here. Next shot is up there by Ortlieb. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. So it's a six-point lead. Here's Cesar Tino with the ball out to Chase Bassett. Chase out here in three-point territory in the offensive zone to Kissinger. Out to Chase Bassett here on the right side. Bounce pass goes to Stirrup. He's double-teamed. Stirrup out to Chase. Out to Hamburger. 4-3. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Tip try, no good. And the rebound comes down to Bloom. Bloom gets it away. Down to Sam Applegate. Applegate gets it to a Tanner Miller. Miller races up the near sideline. A feed underneath the back of the Applegate. Now to Bloom. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Bloom goes back up. His shot no good. Ball tapped out. Recovered by Gretna. A shot there by Spurgeon. No good. Ball tapped out. Miller has got it. Miller sends it back to Applegate. Shot good. Applegate scores for Gretna. He's now got 15 points in the ballgame. It's now a 43-35 contest. Boy, I'll tell you what. Gretna's just getting too many second and third and fourth opportunities. Here's Cesar Tino. Shot no good. Rebound Hamburger. Follow shot good. Tino misses the three, but Hamburger gets the tip. He's now got 12 points in the ballgame. And now we got a timeout from St. Cecilia. 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's still only a two-possession ballgame. A six-point lead here for Gretna. We'll take a break with a score. Gretna 43, St. Cecilia 37.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 43-37 is the score. Boys High School basketball action here tonight at the Chapman Gym. St. Cecilia trailed by 12 points early in the fourth quarter. Cut it down to 5 at 40-35. Now it's 6 points at 43-37, but Gretna's got the ball. 2:17 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia attacking now in backcourt. This is Mitch Dre with the ball. Comes back to Tanner Miller. Across the 10-second line to Ortlieb. Down to Bloom. Drives the baseline. Shot to be blocked down. Jump ball called. Zach Stirrup got his hands in there and tied him up, and a jump ball is called. Arrow point in favor of the Hawks. A turnover on Gretna. That's the ninth turnover on the Dragons. St. Cecilia's got the ball now. A two-possession ball game here. It's 43-37. Hamburger walks it across the 10-second line. Gretna stays with their man-to-man defense. It's been tough to crack here tonight. Cesar Tino with the ball behind his screen. Takes it to the free throw line. Now gives it away to Zach. Cross-court pass goes to Hamburger. Drives the baseline. It's cut off there by Ortlieb. Throws it back out here to Matt Kissinger. 1:45 to play in the ballgame. The Hawks down by 6 points. Kissinger with the ball. Left side to Chase Bassett. Out to Cesar Tino. Back to Chase Bassett. Left wing. Holds the ball out there in three-point territory. Back out to a Matt Kissinger. Kissinger down to Hamburger. Free throw line extended left side. 90 seconds to play. Here's a Stirrup with the ball at the elbow. Left side, a feed down underneath the basket to Hamburger. Shot is good and he's fouled. Bill Hamburger gets the field goal underneath the bucket and he's fouled in the play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Tanner Miller picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. It is 43-39. Now the Hawks are trailing by four. As Bill Hamburger goes to the free throw line, a 61% foul shooter in the season. He has not been there tonight. Hamburger puts it up there. The shot is up as this off the back iron, straight in the air and down through the hole.
St. Cecilia gets the roll. 43-40, a long pass down to four. They get it to Tyler Ortlieb. He drives, loses control of the ball. It is loose and is picked up by Hamburger. Stirrup. Stirrup now gets it to Hamburger. Now we're down to a minute and 10 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 43-40, St. Cecilia down by 3 points. Hawks have the ball. There's a Matt Kissinger trying to drive it, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Cole Spurgeon. Last year, these two teams went into overtime, and Gretna beat Hastings St. Cecilia for their first loss of the year and their only loss of the season last year. And these two teams going at it again here. 43-40, St. Cecilia down by three. That's Kissinger at the free throw line. His shot's going to be no good. He's now zipped for three from the line tonight. Rebound comes down to Cole Spurgeon. We're under a minute to play now. Spurgeon races the ball up the floor. Bounce pass down the right sideline. They get it to Tanner Miller. Picked up by Bassett. Tanner with the ball. Comes out now near the 10-second line. That's Spurgeon with it now. Spurgeon out of Ortlieb. 45 seconds to play. And now we got a foul called here in St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Kissinger. Matt Kissinger picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. 42.8 seconds to play. Here in regulation, 43-40 is the score. Tyler Ortlieb to the free throw line. He is 2 out of 4 so far tonight. That's the seventh team foul in St. Cecilia, so this will be a 1-1. Ortlieb buys the bucket, dips the knees. The shot is in the air, and the shot is going to be short. Rebound St. Cecilia. Hawks have the ball now with 40 seconds to play. Down by three. Cesar Tino with the ball for the Blue Hawks. Cesar goes on a high post now. Top of the key. That's a stirrup. Stirrup now to Kissinger. Center of the near side is going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it over to Tino. The ball is tipped out of bounds here by Tanner Miller. 30.2 seconds to play. St. Cecilia doesn't necessarily need a three-point play here. So look for a quick shot as Hamburger will play things in. Comes out to Chase Bassett. They can't waste too much more time. Or they're going to have to look for the three. Here's a Chase Bassett. Hands it away to Matt Kissinger. We're down to 25 seconds to go. Kissinger falls down with the ball. Now it's tipped away, and a foul is going to be called. Kissinger fell down with the basketball. No foul. Kevin Asher was up and called the timeout. Wow. So Kissinger lost control of the ball. He was trying to grab it, and Kevin Asher calls the timeout. So we got a break here late in the fourth quarter. It's the Gretna Dragons 43, St. Cecilia 40.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Hastings St. Cecilia down by 3 points. It's a close basketball game here tonight. The Hawks led at the end of the first quarter 12-8. St. Cecilia leading at halftime 22-17. Then Gretna came out on fire in the second half. Third quarter, they outscored St. Cecilia 21-6. They grab a 38-28 advantage. Increase that lead to 40-28 within the first minute of the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia has come back here now. We got 19.8 seconds to play. St. Cecilia down by 3 points, and now the Hawks probably have to look for a three-pointer here. Zach Stirrup will inbound the ball off of the near sideline. Stirrup gets it into Hamburger. Man-to-man defense here for Gretna. Hamburger takes it to the free throw line. A pass out here. Kissinger mishandles the ball. It's picked up by Matt. Kissinger has still got it down to Stirrup. Over on the left side to Bassett. Down in the corner to Cesar Tino. 7 seconds to play. Here's Bassett. He launches up a shot. Can be blocked down. Ball is loose. Cesar Tino grabs it. His shot from the corner is no good. That's the ball game. Gretna hangs on to beat Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight by 3 points at 43-40. St. Cecilia really did not execute that last possession very well. Bassett had his shot blocked down by Mitch Dre of Gretna. Cesar Tino then picks it up in the corner and launches up a off-balance three-pointer, a desperation three that would not go, and that's the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia drops one here tonight to the Gretna Dragons. So St. Cecilia falls to 6 wins and 4 losses. Now in the season, Gretna goes home a mark of 8-1. Gretna wins it tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia in boys high school basketball. Final score, Gretna 43, Hastings St. Cecilia 40. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures! Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
So the Gretna Dragons come back and knock off Hastings St. Cecilia in boys high school basketball action here tonight. Final score of 43-40. St. Cecilia scored the first 4 points of the basketball game tonight. Got out to an 8-3 advantage in the first quarter before Gretna comes back to tie things up at 8 points apiece. St. Cecilia scores the last 4 points of the first period. They led after the opening quarter by a score of 12-8. St. Cecilia had a 7-point advantage in the second quarter at 22-15. It was 22-17 at halftime. I'll tell you what, the third quarter actually was dominated with no doubt about it from the Gretna Dragons as they outscore St. Cecilia in the quarter 21-6. They had a 10-point lead after three quarters at 38-28. Increased that lead to 40-28 within the first minute or so of the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia chipped away, got it down to 3 points at 43-40. St. Cecilia actually had the ball with 19 seconds to play. But then a play in the final seconds of the ball game went to Chase Bassett. It was blocked down by Gretna by Mitch Dre. Ball was recovered by Cesar Tino in the corner. He launches up a desperation three-pointer as the horn sounds that would not go, and that's the ball game. And St. Cecilia loses one here tonight to the fourth-ranked team in Class B, the Gretna Dragons, by the score of 43-40. St. Cecilia drops to 6 wins, 4 losses on the season. Gretna improves to 8 wins and 1 loss. Scoring for St. Cecilia tonight, Phil Hamburger led the way. He had 15 points in the ballgame, had 7 field goals, and he was 1 of 1 from the free-throw line. Matt Kissinger had 14 points tonight. He had 7 field goals. He was 0 of 3 from the line. Only 2 other guys scored for the Blue Hawks tonight. Zach Stirrup had 9 points. He had 4 field goals, and he was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And the only other guy to put one down was Ryan Shee. He had a field goal and 2 points. So Hamburger with 15, Kissinger with 14, Zach Stirrup with 9, and Ryan Shee with 2 points. That is it for the Blue Hawks here tonight. St. Cecilia was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Gretna was 5 out of 10 from the charity stripe tonight. They were led by Sam Applegate. He scores 15 points, including 10 in the second half of play. That was the only guy to reach double figures tonight for the Dragons. Jared Bloom had 8 points. He had a three-pointer, a couple of two-point field goals, and he was 1 of 2 from the free-throw line. Cole Spurgeon had 4 field goals, and he ends up with 8 points in the ball game. Mitch Dre had 3 field goals and 6 points. Tyler Ortlieb had a field goal. He was 2 out of 5 from the free-throw line for 4. Tanner Miller hit a field goal and 2 points tonight for Gretna. So again, St. Cecilia led 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. Hawks led 22-17 at halftime. Gretna leading 38-28 after three quarters, and Gretna goes on to win 43-40 over Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coaches' postgame show. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next. on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Gretna wins it here tonight over St. Cecilia, 43-40. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Hawks putting two guys in double figures. Phil Hamburger, 15 points. Matt Kissinger had 14 points. Zach Stirrup drew a lot of attention inside. He comes up with 9 points in the ball game. All candidates for our Player of the Game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Phil Hamburger again. Hamburger had team high honors, 15 points in the ball game tonight, had 7 field goals. He was 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Hamburger with 8 points in the first half, had 7 more in the second half here tonight. But not enough as Hastings St. Cecilia drops one to the Gretna Dragons by 3, final score of 43-40. The coach is up next on the postgame show. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia drops this one tonight to Gretna by the score of 43-40. As head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the post-game show. And Coach, we talked in the pregame about every possession counting, and that's what it basically turned down to. We had too many turnovers there in the second half.
Yeah, I think we probably doubled our turnovers in the second half, and it was just poor decision-making. They pressed us a little bit when they got going, and we knew everything that was coming, but we didn't have guys coming to the ball. We just had them kind of lazily standing, and I thought we did such a great job in the first half handling the pressure and so forth. But, you know, that's a game, and it's a game of runs, and unfortunately for us, the 10-2 run there somewhere in the middle of the third quarter really was the factor of us not getting shots and them getting easy shots off their defense.
Yeah, your offense just kind of went stagnant there in the third quarter. They actually outscored you guys 21-6 in that third quarter, and like you said, they had a 10-2 run in there and really swung the momentum in that third.
Yeah, they spread us out, which every team seems to come out in the third quarter and really widen their offense out and really look for back doors and drives and stuff. And you know, whether we didn't have the energy or whether, I don't know, we didn't guard the dribble quite as good as we did the first half, but their offense wasn't that wide. So they got some easy stuff, and you know, you can tell a kid not to step off because you know you got Zach for help. But when you got two or three kids stepping off, whether because their natural instinct is to step, they got some easy looks, or But the defense, you know, was good enough to win a basketball game like this. Our offensive efficiency is just not very good in the third quarter.
Coach, when they spread the offense out, did that just create seams in your defense?
Yeah, it does. The biggest thing they're trying to do is get Zach away from the hoop and move him a little bit, and then, you know, just trying to dribble drive at us or handoff, weave, whatever they want. And it is hard to guard. I mean, it's really they have excellent guards. I mean, you take their top two guard ball handling wise, and they're as good as anybody around. So anytime you can do that, you know, we've got to do a better job of maybe showing our help a little earlier so the seam doesn't look quite so good. But our kids gave a great effort. I mean, we out-scrapped them the first half and all through the fourth quarter, but it comes down, we've got such a brutal schedule, it comes down to, like you said, but to start the broadcast, it comes down to possessions, and we had four or five bad possessions in the third quarter offensively, and they capitalized off our mistakes.
Bill Hamburger leading the way, 15 points. Kissinger had 14. Did not have a lot of guys involved in the offense tonight. Stirrup had 9, and we had, Sheehy with 2. That's it.
Yeah, you know, you'd like to get a little bit more balance in there. You know, Caesar, the scouting report has obviously come out, and he did a great job of shot faking, but he didn't hit a couple runners. And then, you know, I think his inexperience shows in these big games a little bit. But I got a lot of confidence in that kid. He's willed us to a couple games himself this year. So it's a matter of, all the kids just stepping up at the right time. We talked about it. You know, we've got to step our level up just a little bit because this competition is something like they've never seen, you know, throughout the season. And every week it's somebody new. So our kids have not lost their confidence. That's what I can see. Their effort is getting better. And so as long as their effort stays there, I think we'll be fine.
Coach, you had the ball with 19 seconds to go, trailing 43-40. Talk about what you're thinking. Was that a three-point attempt there for us?
Yeah, well, we really were going to go inside to Zach, and if he could get an easy two, we'd call a timeout and go foul. But he didn't ever get to the block, or their pressure was good enough to not let us see the basket. And if they did double or triple him like they had been, he was going to kick it out, you know, for we had our shooters in spots that we wanted them on the floor. Those situations we've got to work more on because we've been in a couple of them now, and, you know, didn't execute they're hard to practice because of the fact that you don't simulate some of that stuff as well as it can be simulated in a game.
Lincoln Christian coming up this weekend. Like you said, just a brutal month of January, but you guys need to continue to improve, huh?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, like I said, the effort was there. We played really well for 3.5 quarters. We had a bad spurt in the third quarter. But other than that, you know, you just, when you play this tight a ball game, it comes down to a few mental errors here and there. As long as we can keep the attitude well and the effort, that'll win us a lot of games. And, you know, Gretna's an excellent ball team. And, you know, I think they're probably the second best team in Class B. So you look at those factors and, you know, that no moral victory. But the fact is they're a good basketball team. They deserve to win because they closed it out.
You saw maybe the best team in Norfolk Catholic over the weekend in another class, and we see one of the best in Class B. So, like we said in the pregame, we're seeing the best here.
Yeah, you're right. And if you look at the schedule all the way through, you know, we get into the Grand Island Central Catholic, who I think is the best class team in our class. Adams Central's a solid Class B team, highly rated. You know, Milford's highly rated. Our kids are just going to have to accept the fact that if they don't bring their best effort, you know, it could be a really tough month. And I think they understand that. That's what I like about our practices. Monday and Tuesday were excellent for coming off a Christmas break. So, you know, I think our kids are right there. We just got to make a few better decisions with the basketball, and you know, it'll things will turn out our way.
All right, thanks for stopping by.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawks drop this one tonight, 43-40. We'll come back and check the final numbers right after this.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
Back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, we'll check the final numbers for you. And Gretna wins the ballgame 43-40 here tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks hitting 18 out of 45 from the field tonight for 40%. Gretna was 19 out of 48 for 40%. St. Cecilia was 0 out of 6 on three-pointers tonight. Gretna 1 out of 2 for 50%. The rebounds dead even at 24 apiece. St. Cecilia had 14 turnovers in the ball game, including 8 in the second half. Gretna had 9 turnovers and only 4 in the second half of play. St. Cecilia came up with 4 steals in the ball game, 7 for Gretna. Again, from the free throw line, St. Cecilia just 2 out of 6 for 33%. Gretna was 5 out of 14 for 36%. Hastings St. Cecilia getting 6 blocks, all 6 from Zach Stirrup tonight, 2 blocks for Gretna. So again, the Dragons win it tonight, 43-40 over Hastings St. Cecilia. 15 points for Sam Applegate to lead the Gretna Dragons here tonight. Meanwhile, 15 points for Phil Hamburger to lead Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks now 6-4 on the season. They will get ready for Lincoln Christian coming up on Saturday afternoon in Lincoln. Meanwhile, Gretna, they have a ball game coming up on Saturday. They will go to Harlan, Iowa. Actually, that's going to be a home game as Harlan, Iowa is going to come to Gretna to play that ball game on Saturday. So again, St. Cecilia drops this one here tonight to the Gretna Dragons by the score of 43-40. That'll do it for us here from the Chapman Gymnasium tonight. From my statistician, Gene Shaw, the producer and engineer, back to the radio station, Stephanie Mueller. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Save yourself some cash with the 1230 KHAS Easy Auction. Buy and bid it now deals from your favorite local merchants online now. Click the banner at hastingslink.com. KHAS! Celebrating